podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Hiller Hall on the Trinity School District campus. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents a 5A girls first round matchup as the Woodland Hills Wolverines take on the Trinity Hillers. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me here, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Floor director Nate Rigotti with Brandon Bennett and Brett Gambita on the cameras. Woodland Hills, seeded number 14 in the bracket, comes in with a 9-11 mark after starting the year with 7 straight losses. The Wolverines turned the calendar to January and proceeded to win 6 of their next 7, though 4 of those wins came against teams even with or below them in the Section 1 standings. Woody High closed the regular season on a 3-3 run, ending with a 6-point loss to 6A number 3 North Allegheny. Trinity, seeded third in the bracket, has won 6 straight coming in, including a 32-29 thriller at Lincoln Park to claim a share of the Section 4 title, a game that looked like a football contest without pads. Right ahead of the current win streak, the Hillers lost 4 consecutive overtime games. Other than blowout non-conference wins over Hempfield and Albert Gallatin, everything's been pretty nip and tuck for Trinity since mid-January. An OT win at defending WPIL champion South Fayette, a pair of 7-point wins over Moon and West Allegheny, a 6-point home victory against South Fayette, and the nail-biter at Lincoln Park. Winner of this game moves on to Friday's quarterfinals against, either number 6 South Fayette or number 11 Mars Area. Those two play tonight as well at South Fayette. Winner earns a couple additional opportunities to clinch a state playoff bid. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. We'll take a look at the other games on the schedule for Washington and Greene County teams when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I promise you we'll get my cohort, Tom Drakely, we'll get his mic turned on here in just a moment. First, let's take a look at what's on the docket for tonight. That music, is that just loud in here or is that everything? Okay. That's pretty loud. Okay. Just checking. Opening round ends tonight. Final games. There were 24 Washington and Greene County teams that made the WPIL playoffs. 2 of them, Peters Township girls, Cannon McMillan boys, 8 team brackets, so they go right to the quarterfinals. Those start Thursday for the Peters girls, Friday for the Kennemack boys. But so far, Washington and Greene County teams have combined for a 3-15 record, and one of those was against a team not from that 2-county area. That's pretty staggering.
Well, it really is, and it's been a surprise, almost a shock, that some of the teams already losing in the first round. I mean, I was in Peters Township last night. I'm still trying to get over that one because, you know, I just felt that that team could go a distance into the playoffs, and certainly we had hoped Washington would advance. I know tonight we have Trinity, Chartres, Houston, boys are playing. We're hoping we can get some W's here and string a few along the way.
Indeed. Those other games involving Washington and Greene County teams, all Washington County left to play on went on Tuesday night's action. On the boys' side, in 2A boys, number 4, Fort Cherry, is hosting number 13, Winchester Thurston, that game at Avella. On WJPA FM and online at WJPA.com and the WJPA Sports Network, number 12, Burgettstown, is playing at number 5, Bishop Canavan. Also in the 2A boys, as Tom mentioned, Chartres Houston, the 9 seed, is at number 8, Sarah Catholic. And in 5A girls, we have the Trinity Hillers home to Woodland Hills. Tomorrow night, we get into the quarterfinals. Fort Cherry girls, who beat Best Center to advance, they'll take on Southside Area, team they played to close the regular season. That game will be at Peters Township. We'll have it on WJPA FM tomorrow night, and that is the second game of the twin bill at Peters. Our airtime is 7:45. And on Green Sports, it's number 8, West Green, and the 1A boys taking on number 1, Imani Christian. And just to give you an idea of what kind of mismatch that might be.
Well,
Imani Christian has elected to play 6A basketball starting next year.
If you remember.
The best team we can build. Not grow, but build.
If you remember, we saw them last year at Mount Lebanon. That was like watching a Division I college basketball team.
You know, in this matchup, that matchup tomorrow night, and I'll get off my soapbox after this. This matchup, West Green against Imani Christian, is what's wrong with the system in the PIAA. That is a postcard picture perfect idea of what's wrong in the PIAA, where one school can go anywhere and get whoever, and one school has to play with the kids who grew up in Rogersville.
It sort of is contrary to what this is all about. I mean, it's about your school and your kids, but when you can literally recruit or bring them from all over the country, how is that fair? It's not fair. And unfortunately, I don't know what you can do. There isn't any recourse until legislation would be changed. But you know what? We can't worry about that. Tonight, we worry about the Trinity Hillers.
We're going to dig into how the Hillers and Woody High got into this matchup when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. All right, we are back here at Hiller Hall. A little sooner than we anticipated. We'll catch up on that in just a few minutes. This matchup tonight, Trinity and Woodland Hills, on the girls' side. We had Woody High boys here on Friday. But the girls, this is the fourth time in 5 seasons this has been a playoff matchup. Met last year in the WPIL quarters. Woodland Hills with a 51-40 win. Both teams made the state playoffs and were eliminated in the first round. Didn't meet in 22. In 21, Trinity, a semifinal win, 74-53, lost eventually to Chartres Valley in the WPIL championship game. Of course, 21 was the year that only the champions advanced to the state tournament. And in 2020, Trinity beat Woodland Hills in the girls' semis, 50-33. Trinity then lost to Chartres Valley in the WPIL final. The Hillers advanced to the PIAA quarters and were getting set to go play Gettysburg. That's when the world as we knew it ended.
That was a horrible night. I will remember that because we were planning on getting ready for the game over the weekend, coming back to Chambersburg, and I get a call from my wife that said the NCAA was shutting down, and we said, uh-oh, this isn't good. Well, that's over with, thankfully.
It wasn't good.
No, it was not.
All right. Trinity Hillers come in. They started the year 11-1. And then played five straight overtime games, losing the last four of those. The Hillers have not lost in regulation since December the 5th. But they have not blown people out, except for a couple of non-conference games with Albert Gallatin and Hempfield. They have all been, since mid-January, all been nip and tuck. Five straight overtimes. You had the blowout against Hempfield. Seven-point win against Moon. Seven-point win against West Allegheny. Blowout AG. Then edge South Fayette by six and go play football at Lincoln Park at Midland and win that game by three.
I honestly, Bob, believe that those overtime losses have helped Trinity. Now, when they play and they are in a close game, it's no mysterious thing. This is the way it is. We can win in these situations, and I think it's made them a better team. It certainly did against Lincoln Park at Lincoln Park. I thought they kept their composure under very difficult situations.
Then you have Woodland Hills. They lost seven straight to open the year. Flip it the other way to a 6-1 mark, and you know they always say you're not as bad as your record when you lose. You're not as good as your record when you're winning. Well, the last six games pretty much showed that right somewhere in the middle at 3-3. Woody High checking in at 9-11. Finished tied for third in Section 1 with Penn Hills. Trinity shared the Section 4 championship with Lincoln Park. Come back in just a moment, take a look at the starters, and get ready for tip-off here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskeet your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Back at Hiller Hall, our officials for tonight's game. Referee is Dale Ilgus. Jim Wood and Greg Lancaster are the umpires on this three-referee crew tonight. Take a look at the starters. First of all, for Woodland Hills, checking in with a record of 9-11 for head coach Vaughn Pitts. 6-foot senior Hope Hawkins will be joined by 5'5 senior Jalen Wilson. 5'7 junior Atia Walker, 5'11 junior Miley Young, and 6-foot senior Carmen Vasquez. couple of notes on them. Hawkins, about a 15-point-per-game average. Walker, those of you that follow Trinity softball may recognize that name. If you're more the track and field spring sports type, Miley Young and Carmen Vasquez will certainly be people with whom you are familiar. Carmen Vasquez is the starting quarterback on Woody High's flag football team. Thank you, Randy Gore, by the way, right off the top, working tonight on the PAC Sports Network as the President's Athletic Conference men's and women's quarterfinals are on tonight's docket. For the Trinity Hillers under Kathy McConnell Miller, record of 17-5. Starters 5'8 senior Macy Justice, 6'1 junior Sam Horn, 5'9 senior Ruby Morgan, 5'7 senior Aggie Nikolai, and 5'7 senior Riley Corins. Maddie Roberts not starting tonight, and a little team action there, and she seems to have handled that very well, and we anticipate that we will be seeing Maddie Roberts somewhere into, if not in that opening quarter, certainly at some point in the first half. But yeah, kudos to Coach McConnell Miller. There are rules that you set. They include, activity, participation, attendance, and when that's not, then there has to be a penalty.
Well, she's a very important part of the program, and they're going to need her and need her to play well as these playoffs continue. Hopefully tonight, and she does extremely well.
Mentioned the President's Athletic Conference men's and women's quarterfinals. W&J, the one seed in the women's bracket. And Gina DeRubo here to watch the Hiller ladies tonight.
Coach DeRubo, one of my favorites.
Dale Elgis walks to the center circle. Set to tip this off. Horn and Hawkins. Ball in flight, and it's controlled by Woodland Hills. Three ball in the air, short rebound grab inside, put back partially blocked by Horn on the miss by Hawkins.
Yeah, and she slapped down, Bob. She got lucky she wasn't called for a foul early.
Hillers on offense for the first time. Into the corner, it's Corin. She'll dribble out of there, lob it across Justice and around to Morgan. Inside Horn. Quickly around, open three, Ruby Morgan, splash zone.
As Ruby Morgan goes, so go the Hillers, and she's off to a great start.
Hillers press, force Woody High to get the ball off the floor. Three ball far side, answer, Carmen Vasquez.
Well, she dribbled right into it, Bob. Nobody got hands high on her. She knocked it down.
Apparently the message board on the far side not functioning at the moment. Don't know if anybody realizes that but me, staring right at it. 3-3 tie, opening minute. Corin's three ball, too strong. Rebound grabbed inside by Vasquez. Ball knocked out of her hands by Justice, but the Wolverines control. Up the floor comes Walker, crossover into the paint. Give it off to Hawkins. Reverse it, missed the shot. Once again, Horn there to make her change the shot.
Yes, she did a really nice job altering that shot. Didn't do anything special, but she was in the way. Very disruptive.
Nikolai to the top of the key, then backs it up. The ball off to Horn. Far side, Ruby Morgan on the wing. Nikolai up top. 2-3 zone at the moment. Morgan, open three. High arcing shot, too strong. And a rebound handled easily by Hope Hawkins.
Now with this zone defense, Bob, you just have to be careful. You don't fall in love by shooting threes on every possession. Got to try to penetrate it.
Walker to Hawkins. Had the ball knocked out of her hands by Horn. Hawkins got it back and then hit the rim on a layup attempt. Nikolai dribbles into and then out of traffic. Takes it into the paint. Floater well short. Rebound knocked to the baseline. Controlled by Vasquez.
Well, that's what you want to do. You want to get into the interior of that zone. Good job that time. The shot was just short.
5:45 to play, first quarter, 3-3 tie. Threes for Ruby Morgan and Carmen Vasquez, the only points. Miley Young took it to the hoop, and she is fouled. Horn this time got a piece of the arm and is going to be called for the foul. First foul of the contest. And two free throws coming for Miley Young. First shot well short. Front of the ball hit the front of the rim and kicked back. Young at the stripe, the junior's second effort also short, and Horn cleans that one up. Nikolai wanted to sprint and had a little trouble with the dribble, like slow down, get it under control. Cut underneath, nice give and go to Horn, but Horn had that pass right at her feet.
Yeah, the bounce pass hit her shoe and then went teetering out of bounds. Right idea though, Bob. Got to get the ball inside, occupy those defenders.
Cross court pass to Vasquez, gets through to Miley Young, feed it back out. Jalen Wilson, top of the key, picks up her dribble, high post. Hawkins, drop step, shot blocked, but goes anyway.
Well, she's going to look to score every time she gets it in the paint, and she's a handful.
5-3 lead for Woodland Hills. Trinity in front court, Macy Justice on the left wing, on into the corner. Three ball flying, and it's good. Sam Horn hits a tray.
Well, it's an unexpected three from Sam Horn, but she can shoot that shot.
Vasquez pass is tipped, but it gets through. Hard pass into the corner. Jalen Wilson's three is good.
How about this? We're raining threes in this gym.
Got to play defense. Feet ahead. Ruby Morgan saves it, but the pass tipped it right back into Vasquez. 8-6 lead for Woodland Hills. In the midcourt circle, Atia Walker, Macy Justice, lets her stand there. Man-to-man defense. Like Woody High wants to invite Justice to come out there. Oh, jab step, feet underneath. Shot rolls off the iron. Miley Young missed a bunny. Nikolai, Justice, working around. Morgan, a little bobble on the catch. Hits the three anyway.
If you're going to let her sit there with her feet set and shoot those shots, she will hurt you.
9-8, Trinity. Three threes for the Hillers. Vasquez forced back around. Atia Walker's three off the back of the rim. Horn rebounds for Trinity.
Yeah, great job by Sam Morgan on the rebound. One and done.
Far corner, three ball Corins. Short, won't go. Rebound Vasquez. And she has to have five rebounds already.
Well, one of the things, Kathy, Coach McConnell Miller said was, we don't want to take the first three available. And that's what they did on the last possession, Bob. Shot awful quickly.
Reach in foul, knocked the ball away from Jalen Wilson, but the Hillers, Sam Horn, going to pick up her second foul.
Yeah, and that's just a bad foul. You can't make those type of fouls.
She almost had the steal, and Kathy McConnell Miller lobbying for a change in that number. Doesn't happen, and here comes Maddie Roberts.
Well, Maddie Roberts, we know how important she is. She's the leading rebounder, and she scores almost 10 a clip. She's very, very skilled.
Inbound to Vasquez, steps back to a three-pointer. That's short. Battle underneath, and Roberts gets it.
Well, you saw a great block out that time against Hope Hawkins, who's a tall player.
3 minutes to play, first quarter. Trinity up 9-8. Ruby Morgan for three. It's wide to the left. Tipped around. Roberts can't get it. Vasquez ends up with her sixth rebound. Ball ahead. Jalen Wilson on the right wing in front of the Trinity bench. Sending people through. Wants Vasquez to go through underneath. Wilson keeps the dribble going. Now deals near side to Walker. Man-to-man Trinity defense. 2:35 to play. Walker, dish it off. Vasquez, pump fake, take it to the hoop, shoves off, offensive foul, no bucket.
Yes, good call. Good call by the official.
Dale Elga says, nope, clear out with the right hand, move the defender off, and then put the shot in. Good call.
And you know, Bob, I don't think she needed to push off. She got to the rim, and she pushed off and picked up the foul.
Riley Vienick checks in for Trinity, and looks like Riley Corins to the bench. Morgan, Justice, and now Nikolai back into the corner. Open three, off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped by Hawkins, grabbed, and now ahead quickly to Jalen Wilson. Stop and pop from 14, too strong. Four Trinity players there to clean up the glass. It'll be Maddie Roberts with the rebound officially. Nikolai, kick it out. Justice, three-pointer. Off the rim, won't go. Rebound once again. Carmen Vasquez.
A lot of three-pointers, Bob. They got to try to get the ball inside a little bit.
Just under 2 minutes to play opening quarter, 9-8. Trinity with the 3 three-pointers in the opening period, 2 threes, and a deuce for Woody High. Pass goes to the circle. It's grabbed there by Hawkins. Put it on the deck. Try to bounce her back her way in. Steps out of the lane, and it's called for traveling.
Yeah, that time Hope Hawkins tried to go under the defender, took an extra step. Thought she got away with the travel earlier in the possession. They got her on that one, Bob.
Vasquez will sit. Checking back in is Miley Young. So the game's leading rebounder now on the bench here for the final maybe 90 seconds of the quarter. 9-8 Trinity. Nikolai facing a 2-3 zone. Ball comes to Vinick on into the corner. Hard pass back out to the top of the key. Little dribble trouble for Ruby Morgan. Work it around. Justice gets the pass. Three ball rattles around and drops home.
Bob, Trinity has scored all their points from the three-point line.
Quick catch and run. Ball dished inside. Layup rolls off the iron by the left-hander from Hawkins.
That's her fourth miss.
Vinick hammered to the front row of the bleachers by Miley Young.
She got hit really hard.
And it's going to be a foul on the floor.
Yes.
Not a shooting because she was actually behind and was trying to pass.
She was trying to pass across the baseline. I'm surprised she got up. Tough kid there, Vinick is. Riley just sacrificed her body.
12-8, Trinity in the lead. Ball in the front court at the baseline. Inbound to Ruby Morgan. High arcing three, nothing but net.
I can't believe this. Every basket has been a three-point shot.
Five trays for the Hillers, up 15-8. Pass ahead, Vasquez back on the floor. Ball to the circle. Shot put up, that rattles around and goes, and a foul called. The bucket by Miley Young and the foul inside on Macy Justice. Her first, Trinity's third foul of the first half. Bucket for Young is her first. She's going back to the foul line for the second time where she missed two earlier. 15-10 Trinity. 5-11 junior Miley Young gets this one to go. Three players with 3 points apiece for Woodland Hills. Justice up top to Morgan, working around to Vinick. Right below us here at Hiller Hall. Sutton Williamson on the floor for the first time. Cutter in the paint. It's Vinick. Tough pass to Maddie Roberts. Shot too strong off the glass. And a rebound grabbed by Hawkins.
I like the motion, though, Bob. They were patient. They got the ball inside for a good look. Just did not convert.
On the dribble, Atiyah Walker. Long pass saved there by Jalen Wilson. On the dribble, picked up by Williamson. 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Wilson got by Williamson, take it to the lane, shot partially blocked, and the quarter ends. Trinity 15, Woodland Hills 11 after one, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
15-11. We had one tie, 4 lead changes. Hillers up at 1 point by 7, up by 4 at the moment because of the old-fashioned 3-point play by Miley Young that closed the first quarter scoring. Ruby Morgan with 3 threes, trays for Macy Justice and Sam Horn. The Hillers all 3-pointers from the floor so far. Justice top of the key goes to Morgan, and defense out on her. Vinick brings it to Justice. And now Vasquez trying to cut her off. Trap, dribble out of it. Feed it around Roberts. Vinick, far side, gets the feet set, misses the shot. Rebound grab, cleaned by Miley Young.
Bob, I'm nervous about just relying on all threes.
Carey on the dribble, called by against Atiyah Walker, Jim Wood. And Vaughn Pitt's going to quietly walk right behind Jim Wood down the far sideline and whisper in his ear, "Are you sure about that?"
I thought it was a carry. But they don't call that very often, Bob.
Morgan, Justice, Roberts, Vinick. Underneath to Williamson, bad pass, but saved the tip. Out to Ruby Morgan, three near side, no good. Put back, up and in for Maddie Roberts.
There's the value of Maddie Roberts right there. Offensive rebounds and scores.
Shot put up, it goes. Hope Hawkins able to get inside and score.
Well, she's a handful, Bob. She's got such a strong upper body, and when she gets it in tight, she's going to score.
Sutton Williamson trying to guard the senior. Four-inch height advantage. Williamson feet out of the corner. Dangerous pass there. Roberts get it across to Morgan. Macy Justice open three is good.
How about this three-point shooting? Unbelievable.
20-13, steal by Sutton Williamson. Dish it underneath. Roberts left alone. Score it.
Great steal by Williamson and a fabulous pass.
Timeout. Woodland Hills, 6:25 to play first half. Trinity 22, Woodland Hills 13. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hillers with a 7-2 start to the quarter and now out to a 9-point lead. If threes are going,
well,
just keep shooting them.
Exactly, and that's one way you can take them out of the zone defense, but man, can you shoot them all night like that? I think they can, but...
Nearly a steal by Vinick. Lob gets inside to Hawkins, and a ball pulled out of her hands, and then Hawkins ruled to have touched it last.
Oh, boy, I thought Ruby Morgan hit it, and I think Ruby Morgan thought she hit it, because she just kind of put her hands like, oops. Well, that's a break for Trinity. I like the fact, though, Bob, they're moving the ball side to side. They're not settling for the first shot they get.
Justice on the wing. Entry, Williamson around. Roberts to Vinick on the far wing. Entry, Williamson's shot partially blocked and a foul called. I think that's on Vasquez. If so, it's her second.
I think you're right, Bob. I think that is Vasquez. Well, and that time I thought the freshman did a nice job catching, facing, and taking the shot. Take what's available. Don't make this game more difficult than it has to be.
Sutton Williamson, 5'9", freshman, nails the first free throw. The foul indeed on Carmen Vasquez, her second.
I think she's going to be a really good player, Bob. She's got such great basketball instincts. How about the steal and the pass for ahead for the layup, and now 2-for-2 from the line. Just a high IQ basketball-wise.
Hiller's up 24-13. Up the floor quickly, Atiyah Walker to the high post. Dish down low, shot up and good for Miley Young.
Well, that's where they've got to do a little better job on the interior. Tighten things up. Don't make it easy for them.
And Woodland Hills now extending this man-to-man defense right out to the volleyball 10-foot line.
And this is what Kathy McConnell hoped they would do, is go to a man-to-man. He said, I think we can really do some good things against man-to-man defense.
Vinick feeds to Roberts. Roberts on the dribble, stops. Hook it up off the glass. That won't go. Rebound tip. It's grabbed by Nikolai. Dish it across to Williamson, and a ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Atiyah Walker.
Yeah, good attempt. Good pass that time. Tough one to handle.
And Vaughn Pitts, his whispering has gone by the wayside.
No,
he is all over Greg Lancaster right now.
He's not looking a happy camper.
Looking for a travel call. Nikolai gets the ball inbounds to Williamson. Put it on the deck. Take it out front. Pick it up. Three ball, Vinick off the rim, too strong, and a rebound grabbed on the weak side by Miley Young. quickly up the near side. Vasquez stops from 12 feet out. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Going to be ruled last touch by Williamson. Reaching over the back. Looked to be Hawkins, but may have been touched underneath by Williamson as well.
Yeah, I think Williamson did get a hand on it.
Lob inbounds to Hawkins. Puts the shot up. Rolls it off the rim. Vinick with the rebound. Good defense by Matty Roberts.
Went straight up with hands high, which is what you need to do.
Roberts on the dribble. Hand off to Vinick. Vinick give it to Justice. Defense comes clear out to the midcourt line. Jalen Wilson. Kick across. Nikolai with a pump fake. Trying to turn Hawkins around. Nikolai picks up the dribble. Got to get out of the lane. Give it off to Roberts and reset. High dribble there. Got away with that. Hillers, a couple of problems here on this possession, but still have the ball and a reach-in foul. And now Vasquez gets her third.
Oh, she'll have to come out, Bob. Oh, he's upset. Coach Pitts, not a happy camper. He's questioning why that wasn't a palming violation on Matty Roberts, which I think it was, actually. Because they called one down at the other end, so you know what he's saying.
Well, and they're trying to get the foul situation straight. They put that foul on Atiyah Walker. It was not. It was clearly Vasquez. So Vasquez had come out of the game. Nice pass. Wrap around the defender in the bucket for Matty Roberts on the feed from Nikolai.
What great ball movement by the Hillers on that possession.
Up the floor, shot high off the glass, won't go. Hawkins rebounds, and a foul going to be called on the floor on Trinity.
Yeah, I thought Hawkins went over the back.
So, again, they changed the foul, and I'm not sure how they get there because my memory tells me Vasquez was the only defender there. But to be that as it may, this foul called on Riley Vinick, her first, Trinity's first in the quarter. Woodland Hills ball at the offensive baseline. Pass goes too tall for Wilson, but it's saved there by Walker. Walker spun loose. Williamson knocked the ball away, and then Williamson lost her balance, and she shoves Hawkins to the floor, pushing foul on Sutton Williamson. Her first, Trinity second.
But you can live with that foul. That's a hustle foul. That's a good play by Williamson.
26-15, Hillers by 11. 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. On the dribble, Jalen Wilson. Three ball, straight on. Probably 3 feet beyond the stripe, hits it.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's got some great handle. She can handle the ball. She can create her shot. She can shoot it.
Second tray for Jalen Wilson, 26-18 now. Ball to the near side, Williamson. Ruby Morgan comes through, and Vasquez right with her to Justice. Now a hard pass to Nikolai. Wilson out on her. Closely guarded count is going. Nikolai doesn't realize it. Boy, she just passed the ball off. And now a bad pass back to Nikolai. Wilson going to take it, go for the lay-in on the left side. Trinity timeout. 3:15 to play, first half. Trinity 26, Woodland Hills 20. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Kathy McConnell Miller had seen enough, didn't want to get that run extended. Woody High has scored now 7 of the last 9 points to pull back to within 6.
Bob, they've extended the defense into man-to-man, and they've been ultra-aggressive. I think, and I'm sure Coach told them, you've got to be strong, and you've got to drive it. Draw fouls. They will call those fouls. Drive it to the basket.
Nikolai was fortunate to not get called for closely guarded. And now Jalen Wilson almost ran over Riley Corins, and it picks up a foul. That's her first, team's third.
They're going to be that aggressive, man. You just have to go after them.
Inbound to Justice near midcourt. Hand off to Nikolai. Justice sets a pick. Nikolai on the dribble. Has Hawkins out on her. And now a pushing foul. And this time, Vasquez is the only Woody High player in the area. It has to be on her. Got a break earlier where a foul was mischarged.
Bob, that should be her fourth foul.
And that's going to get her a seat. Zyla Clark, a freshman, will come on. Foul, by the way, the fourth on Woodland Hills. Dangerous pass from Morgan, saved by Macy Justice. I think if Jalen Wilson saw that a split second earlier, it's another lay-in.
They got to get into the offense. Too much dribbling here.
Far side, Morgan, three ball. Good.
That's who has to shoot the basketball. She is hotter than a firecracker.
29-20. Hiller's in front. Step back. Jalen Wilson
wow.
for two.
How about Jalen Wilson?
She's got 10 on the first half.
She just creates that with that quick dribbles. Change of pace.
29-22. Trinity in front. Corrins to the corner to Roberts. Back to Corrins. Put it on the deck. Almost dribbled it off her foot to the corner. Roberts three. Rattles around. Off the glass. The rim again and drops in.
I'll tell you what, just raining threes here tonight at Hiller Hall.
9 points now for Maddie Roberts. Dribble drive by Wilson and a pushing foul and a couple of free throws coming for Woodland Hills. Foul is charged to Macy Justice. I have that as her second.
I do too, and he said second.
The board says first, but that is not correct. Three fouls on Trinity, and Justice will sit as Riley Venick checks back in. Jalen Wilson at the foul line for the first time, misses her first. I have Woodland Hills 1-for-4 at the stripe.
I do too.
2A boys, end of one quarter. Bishop Canavan leading Burgettstown 15-9. Wilson hits 1-of-2. She has 11 points in the game. 32-23, Trinity by 9. Nikolai dribbles away from the screen and just really lazy with the dribble and is stolen by Wilson.
Yeah, she went to the corner. I'm not sure why.
Pass ahead to Hawkins. Lets traffic clear. Banks went in off the glass. Hawkins with 6.
Bad turnover there, Bob. No need to dribble to the corner.
Oh, and she dribbled away from the screen and was setting to try to get her open. Three ball, Ruby Morgan off the iron, won't go. Rebound knocked out of the hands of Maddie Roberts. Wilson gets it out. Up the floor comes Atiyah Walker. Backside pressure by Roberts, and she reaches in and is called for a foul. Four fouls on Trinity. First foul on Maddie Roberts.
They have her for two, Bob.
Three ball from the side. Hits the side of the backboard. Jalen Wilson. Did you have two?
I did.
Okay.
So we're going to go with that, I think. Actually, it was a good foul. Saved the layup.
Well, the other thing is, you know, I had Justice for two when the board had one, so it could be that 11 and 21 got charged that way, and I misread it. Ruby Morgan's three is wide right, no good. Clearing the glass is Miley Young on the weak side.
Yeah, Miley Young does a nice job on that weak side rebound.
32-25, Young takes a feed, and before she gets the dribble going, got the feet and called for traveling. 51 seconds to play first half. This second half of this second quarter, pretty sloppy action.
A lot of turnovers, quick shots. Just some sloppy play all around. But the Hillers are doing a pretty nice job. They're shooting it at a high percentage, Bob. If they can continue to do that, they'll be really good the rest of the way.
Nikolai to Williamson. On into the corner to Corrins. Long pass. Now inside Williamson. 10-footer off the back of the rim. Gets her own rebound. Tried to feed it back out. And a held ball. Hawkins ties her up. And Woodland Hills will get the ball.
Well, and that's where the young freshman will learn. When you get that offensive rebound, you bring it into the chest area, and you maintain possession. If you hold it up above your head, they'll tie you up just like they did. She will learn that. Nice job following the shot. Missed a little point-blank jumper.
30 seconds to play in the half. Trinity by 7. Jalen Wilson dribbling the volleyball 10-foot line. Ball goes to Vasquez. She'll kick it back out. It's to Miley Young, back to Vasquez. Corrins has her blanketed. Picks up her dribble. Now Vasquez pass for Hawkins, denied by Roberts, knocked out of bounds.
Roberts did a really nice job. They're trying to get the ball to Hope Hawkins on the block. A little help here.
Ball lobbed down low. Hawkins catch, shoot, score.
Nice high-low. They did exactly what they wanted to do.
Five straight points for the Wolverines here late. Ruby Morgan, buzzer-beaten three. It's good. Or Maddie Roberts, excuse me. It's Roberts gets the tray, and that will close the first half. Maddie Roberts, 12 points, all in the second quarter. Buzzer beater, Trinity 35, Woodland Hills 27 at the break. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Couple of score updates for you in 2A boys. Number 4, Fort Cherry, leading number 13, Winchester Thurston, 35-28. They are at the half as well. Last we heard from Bishop Canavan, the Crusaders leading Burgettstown 15-9. That was at the end of one quarter. Here it's 35-27. Trinity leading Woodland Hills in the fourth meeting in the playoffs between these two girls' teams in the last five seasons. A couple of housekeeping details. I'm going to go with you and the board and not the announcer on the PA. I'm going to figure that Maddie Roberts, when she had to check in that opening quarter, got a foul in that period and then one here in the second, and that Macy Justice's foul was her first. So I'm going to guess that that I misread 11 and 21 and gave Justice 2. At least that's what I'm going to guesstimate at that. So I have I have 7 fouls individually if I make that adjustment there, and that's what the Hillers had in that first half. And they have 9 something else. What would that be, Coach?
They have 9 threes. They always say that you shoot it a little better at home, and boy, have they shot the basketball with a high efficiency tonight. And not only from Ruby Morgan, who we know can shoot, she's got 4, but how about Maddie Roberts coming off the bench and scoring 12 points all in the second quarter? I told you she was an important player, and she's playing like it. And Macy Justice has hit 2 threes, and Sam Horn knocked down a 3. My only fear is if you fall in love with the 3, then you're not looking for other opportunities that may be available. Drives to the basket, 2-on-1s down low, high-low looks. You can see that Woodland Hills High School, they want to get the ball to Hope Hawkins, and then they let Jalen Wilson do her thing because she's such a creative ball handler. But, boy, they've got to make sure that they continue to work hard to keep Hawkins away from the basket.
Each team with 2 points at the foul line. Trinity 2-for-2. Woodland Hills is 2-of-5 unofficially.
It's been the theme of the playoffs. Nobody gets to the foul line. But when you shoot a lot of threes, Bob, you're not drawing fouls.
Field goals, Trinity has 12. Woodland Hills has 11. But Trinity has 9 threes to 3 threes from Woodland Hills. There's the difference in the game right now. Trinity up by 8.
Well, and the 3 points.
6 points more from the 3-point line.
Exactly. The 3-point line has been the difference. The hot shooting. Ruby Morgan. And you know what? We've watched her enough to understand. She's not just an every now and then shooter. She's such a consistent shooter. She is playing great basketball, and all of these guys are really contributing. I thought Sutton Williamson did an outstanding job off the bench. Only a freshman. And, boy, Maddie Roberts, wow, hats off to her. Not starting. You know, some players could put their head down, maybe pout. No, not her. First one on the floor tonight, and look at the way she has played.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. And any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Check the scoring for you when we come back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Here at Hiller Hall at the half, the Trinity girls leading 35-27. Don't start the celebration just yet. You'll recall when we were here with Lincoln Park, it was a comfortable halftime lead for the Hillers that did not end comfortably.
Well, they were up 14 in that game. And here's what I've learned as I've done these for several years. These first-round games are always good. You can't take anyone lightly, and you certainly don't want to look at a seeding of a team and conclude, well, we're the higher seed, therefore we'll win. That's not how it works. I think playing at home has made Trinity comfortable in terms of their perimeter shooting. But you've got to diversify. Just don't simply rely on chucking it up from three. If you start missing, the ship could turn.
Check the scoring for both teams. First of all, for Trinity, led by Ruby Morgan and Maddie Roberts, 12 apiece. Morgan with 9 points in the opening quarter and another tray in the second. She has all of her points from the three-point arc and further out. Maddie Roberts with a dozen points, all in the second quarter. I have 6 for Macy Justice, a couple of threes. Sam Horn has 3 points on a tray. And Sutton Williamson with a couple of foul shot makes for her 2 points at the break. On the other side, leading the way is Jalen Wilson. A couple of trays, a couple of deuces, and a foul shot make. She has 11. I have 8 for Hope Hawkins, all scored down inside. Miley Young with 5, and Carmen Vasquez tagged with 3 fouls. She has 3 points. And it's never a good thing when you have as many fouls as you have points when you're a scorer.
Exactly, because it really makes you hesitant. You're afraid to foul. You have to spend some time cooling off on the bench. You just get taken out of the rhythm of the game. And that's why it's so important not to pick up early careless fouls. I was concerned that some of the Trinity players picked up a quick foul. You know, were they going to pick up a second and third? But so far, they've done a nice job playing aggressive defense without fouling. And that's the key. You can be aggressive, but you can't foul.
Boys, 2A score at the half. Bishop Canavan leading Burgettstown 37-17. That game in danger of getting away from the Blue Devils there in that second period. It was a much tighter game after one. Here's the rest of the 5A girls bracket. Number 1, Oakland Catholic at home tonight with number 17, Penn Hills. These are all 7 o'clock tips. Number 2, McKeesport hosting number 15, Hampton. Trinity, the 3 seed, hosting Woody High. Number 4 is Lincoln Park at home with number 13, Penn Trafford. The 5 seed is Armstrong, hosting Greater Latrobe. The 6-11 matchup, the winner there gets our winner, South Fayette at home with Mars. Indiana is the 7 seed, hosting number 10, Moon. And the 8 seed is North Hills at home with number 9, Plum. Winners advance to Friday. Losers get ready for softball and track and field.
Yes, that's the way you look at those things, but let's hope that the Hillers are preparing to play another game after this one.
And the other thing, because 7 5A girls teams from the WPIL advanced to the state tournament, you got 2 more chances to get another win to get to the states. You play your quarterfinal on Friday. If you lose that, you play a consolation game. And then if you lose that, you got one more shot. So you got really 3 chances to win one time to make it to the state tournament. That's all you need. Just can't lose 3 in a row.
It's better than sitting around not playing and waiting. I like that format, Bob.
Indeed. Trinity will have the ball to start the third quarter, and the Hillers will have an 8-point lead against the 14-seeded Woodland Hills Wolverines. Aggie Nicolai take the inbound feed and come across the line, deal to Justice. Into the paint to Roberts, back out to Justice and around to Nicolai. Boy, she looked like she was going to shoot it, did not. Pass to the corner. Morgan underneath to Roberts for the deuce.
Maddie Roberts has just played outstanding so far. Great pass by Ruby Morgan that time. They have to come out on her to respect that shot. It opened up a passing lane.
Man-to-man defense now for the Hillers, out beyond the 3-point line. Ball to the far side to Vasquez. To the high post, put it on the deck. Miley Young forced out of the lane. Shot won't go. Hawkins kept the rebound alive. Got it back. Goes up. She is held ball. Foul on one side, held ball on the other. And now the officials are going to talk it over. And, boy, that call belongs to the lead official.
It does. And the other official, he went ahead and went with that call.
Now, Hawkins could not release the ball. Now she's going to back her way, drop step, walks to the lane, misses the shot, and Roberts gets the rebound. Should have been a travel call, but
absolutely
missed the shot. Nicolai crosses over. Trouble again. Ball is saved, knocked out of the hands of Ruby Morgan by Jalen Wilson. And that started with Nicolai having dribble trouble again.
Well, she's dribbling too much, Bob. She's got to slow down a little bit. Get the passes going. Move that ball on the pass, not the dribble.
Nicolai on the dribble with that left hand. Feed it up top to Morgan. Back to Nicolai to the baseline to Roberts. Up top. Morgan, 3 straight on. Hard off the rim right. Rebound comes out to Jalen Wilson. He's going to push the tempo. Step back. Bring it forward. Step it into the shot. Hit the 18-footer for 2.
How about that? That's not an easy shot. Boy, Jalen Wilson showing some real skill on that one.
Horn, Justice in the corner. Dribbles out of it. Feed it across to Morgan. Nicolai into the corner, dribbles it out quickly. Jump pass, dangerous pass, gets through to Roberts. Justice for 3, good.
Macy Justice is having a great game. Didn't shoot particularly well in her last game, but she's doing wonderfully here this evening, Bob.
Trinity 40, Woodland Hills 29, 6:15 to play in the third. Ball to Hawkins, starts down the lane. Shot too strong. Rebound on the weak side for Justice. She'll bring it up the floor. Get it to Roberts. Across the paint to Ruby Morgan. Her shot won't go. Tip back up toward the corner. Nicolai comes and gets it. Try to force a pass inside. 2 Woodland Hills players on the deck. Ball inside to Nicolai. Missed the shot. Forced to change the shot by Atiyah Walker.
Oh, boy, what an opportunity they missed on that one.
3 point looks blank. In the paint.
Yes, they got to make one of them. Look at
Wilson,
this shot.
Step back 3. It's an air ball heading to the boundary.
Yeah, that's a tough shot. Step back threes are designed for NBA players, certainly not for high school players. Uh-oh.
And it looks like Woodland Hills is going to take a timeout. 5:34 to play, third quarter. Trinity 40, Woodland Hills 29. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And my apologies. Word is that I was crashing into your living room just a hair there, so my apologies for that. Trinity up 40-29. Hillers have the ball. A couple of cheerleaders were, I think, doing tumbling things, and I think they ran into each other.
Yeah, tumbled right into one another. Fortunately, no one got hurt.
One from each team.
Yes.
Nikolai on the dribble, guarded by Jalen Wilson. Now backs up. Wilson goes right with her.
They're back to a man-to-man, Bob.
Helgus now starts the count. Nikolai picks up the dribble, which restarts it. Back cut pass too tall from Horn for Maddie Roberts.
Got to make that pass. Got to lead her. Yeah, bad turnover there, Bob.
Hillers by 11. Down to 5:05 to play third quarter. Ball near side to Atiyah Walker to the free throw line. Hawkins down the lane and scores. Trinity has not found a way to stop her when she's had that kind of a run. Ball up top to Horn. Shot 1-3 already tonight. Doesn't take that shot. Goes to Nikolai. Crossover trying to get rid of the defender, Wilson. Get off to Justice. High screen set by Morgan. Justice goes the other way. Kick to the corner. Roberts spinorama. Give it back to Justice. Trying to find Nikolai, and now they'll reset the offense. Man-to-man Woodland Hills defense. Collision in the paint. Play on's the call. Horn drop step up with the left hand. Won't go, but a foul going to be called on Hawkins.
Boy, what a nice move by Sam Horn, huh? Spun back, used her left. I liked it. Great job by Sam Horn.
First foul on Hawkins. First of the quarter on either team. Free throws coming for Sam Horn. First one good. Trinity's hit all three of its foul shots.
That's her fourth point of the evening.
41-31, 4:22 to play in the third quarter. Second shot no good, and Hawkins rebounds that miss. Patiently across the backcourt, and now the timeline. Ball comes to the near wing. Atiyah Walker on that slow dribble. Ball goes up top to Vasquez. She has been very quiet since the opening three shot put up. Blocked by Horn. Controls the loose ball.
Trinity has numbers if they want to take advantage here.
Justice to the low block. Wrap it around. Ball goes inside to Horn. Misses the bunny. Two bunny misses in the quarter.
Point blank.
Up the floor comes Walker. Far side Vasquez. Vasquez has to pull up outside the lane but gets the little runner to go.
Yeah, that was a nice shot. She used her left hand, Bob.
41-33, Trinity by 8. 3.5 minutes to play in the third. Vienick guarded by Wilson. Vienick gets a screen from Horn. Keeps the dribble going. Got past the defender. Ruby Morgan's three partially blocked. Ball knocked loose. Maddie Roberts took an elbow in the mouth. She's shaken up in the paint. Vienick saves it at midcourt. Ball tipped into the backcourt. Hiller's a little helter-skelter here. Shot from the corner. Roberts is shaken up. And now with the rebound grab by Hawkins, Roberts going to the bench.
Yeah, she's hurt. I don't know if it's her nose or her mouth. She got hit pretty good, Bob.
To scramble play there, and that's going to be bring Williamson in.
I don't know if she
I didn't see any bleeding, but she's sometimes, you know, you get hit in the upper lip or whatever, it absolutely grabs your attention.
Well, and it waters your eyes and you can't see, it hurts.
8-point Trinity lead now, down to 3 minutes to play in the quarter. It was an 8-point lead at the break. Here in the third, pass comes to Hope Hawkins, pulls up from 12, hits that jumper.
Don't look now, but this game's getting a little bit tighter.
Vienick hassled by Wilson. Vienick got by, handed off to Justice, take it to the top of the key. Now to Williamson, looks inside, nowhere to go there. On the defense, now it's Miley Young. Switch off of that, get it to Justice. Down the lane, missed the shot. third shot in tight against the basket. The Hillers have missed in the quarter, and now Ruby Morgan comes from around from behind and tries to chop the ball out. Picks up her first foul.
Yeah, they missed some point-blank shots there, Bob. That last jump shot was Miley Young who hit that. Not Hope Hawkins, by the way. They just showed it on the replay.
My apologies. Young has seven in the game. 2:13 to play in the third. Dribble drive, a little floater won't go. Rebound knocked loose, goes right back to Atiyah Walker. Her shot won't go, and a foul called. Free throws coming for Woodland Hills. That foul on Ruby Morgan, her second quickly in this quarter.
I just feel momentum switching ever so slightly. Hopefully, Maddie Roberts can get back in the game because they need her right now.
Atiyah Walker at the foul line. First free throw is in flight, then off the back of the rim, no good. Woodland Hills, 2 of 6 in the game at the stripe.
Yeah, Atiyah Walker, she went over the line, too. I don't know if the official is going to watch for that. I mean, she shot, stepped over the line.
She starts with about 3 inches between her front toes and the stripe. This time stays home and hits the foul shot, 1 of 2. 5-point run for Woodland Hills to pull to within 5. Ball goes to Morgan beyond the 3-point line. Dribbles through traffic. Takes it to the hoop. Shot is blocked. Williamson gets it back. Phoenix travels.
Bob, sometimes they get into in a hurry offensively against man-to-man. They just need to be a little bit more patient. I know Coach McConnell Miller talked about that with me before the game. To be patient, move that basketball.
1:40 to play in the third. Ball comes to the free throw lane. Hawkins slips, gets her balance back, puts up a shot, and the Hillers don't go get it. Hawkins rebounds the miss and is fouled.
Oh, you've got to have that rebound.
Ball just came clear up the lane all the way to the foul line.
Well, nobody blocked out, Bob, and when you don't block out, the shooter can get that rebound, and she did.
That foul on Sam Horn is her third.
Credit to Hope Hawkins that time for being alert.
Free throw will not go.
3 for 8 from the line for Woodland Hills this evening.
Hope Hawkins with 10 points in the game, right back at the stripe. Free throw in flight is good, 1 of 2. Now it's a 6-point Woodland Hills run. 90 seconds to play in the third. And the Trinity lead is trimmed to 4. Macy Justice to check back in, but Maddie Roberts still being attended to by the athletic trainers over on the Trinity bench. Pushing foul going to be called. Vasquez going to pick up her 4th.
Yes, that's a 4th foul. Head coach Pitts is livid. He better be careful. The referee's not going to tolerate that.
Another substitution. Vasquez going to sit.
Well, good news on the Trinity bench. I see Maddie Roberts standing. I think she looks okay. She's putting an ice pack on whatever she hurt.
And it's right on her mouth.
Oh, boy.
Hillers get the ball inbound. Nikolai takes a handoff from Justice. High screen set by Horn. Get Ruby Morgan open. Strong, too strong on the 3. The rebound clear out to the wing. Jalen Wilson drives the floor. Steps through. The shot knocked out of bounds. And she is visibly indicating she was hacked. And I tell you what, officials don't care for that either.
No, don't show up the official, whatever you do.
Trinity's lead trimmed to 4. Hawkins put it on the deck, drop step. She is tripped by Horn, and that's Horn's 4th. And Hawkins slow to get up.
Well, she slapped down. You don't have to slap down. Spin moves are difficult shots to make. Hawkins spun all the way at the lane.
Well, the foul was for the trip, not for the smack. 59 seconds to play in the third. Trinity led by 8 when the period started. Woodland Hills has scored 6 straight points and going to the foul line here in the final minute to try to cut in even further. First shot perfect.
Good news for Trinity. Maddie Roberts just checked into the game.
Hawkins' first free throw is good. It's now 41-38. Trinity has not scored for almost 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, you can't have that. You've got to match.
And only 6 points in the period total. Second free throw won't go, and Roberts cleans up the rebound. Nikolai to the top of the key, circle to the far side. Wilson all over her now. Nikolai on the dribble, closely guarded, count is going. Picks it up, give it off to Williamson. Entry to Roberts, goes up with the right hand and scores off the window.
Boy, they needed that, Bob. They were bleeding a little bit. That stops the bleeding.
43-38, Trinity by five. Woodland Hills in the front court, 30 seconds to play in the period. Ball to the wing, it's Wilson. Covered there by Nikolai, wanting to go to Hawkins, too well covered, three ball served up and good.
Wow.
Nikolai just looked away enough. So now it's a 2-point lead. Roberts goes strong to the hoop and misses the lay-in.
Point blank layup, Bob, that's the fourth one.
Across the timeline, Atiyah Walker, take it down the lane, shot rejected by Horn. Hiller's come out with the rebound, and the period comes to an end. Trinity 43, Woodland Hills 41 after three. Back for the fourth on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Trinity led by 8 at the half, but outscored 14-8 in the third. 4 point-blank looks, including an uncontested layup that missed right before the buzzer.
Boy, you just got to make those, Bob. At least make two of them. Now we're into nervous time, and I'm sure Woodland Hills is going to stay in that man-to-man. It's been pretty effective. It's taken away those open looks. Trinity's going to have to be a little more patient, move the basketball, continue to try to get those drives to the basket. Don't settle for four shots.
Referee Jim Wood spent a lot of the intermission there at the scorer's table. Dale Elgis, the referee, came, called both head coaches in tight to him and had a few words to them and then separated and said, we're going to play.
I'm not sure I understand what that was about, Bob.
I'm sure I don't.
I know I don't.
Ball to the right side to Maddie Roberts. Williamson goes through. Roberts feed it up top to Horn. Around Nikolai finds a cutter. Roberts feed it back out. Williamson well off the mark on a three. Rebound in traffic. Macy Justice able to get it out of her hands. Roberts around to Nikolai. Three ball off the rim won't go. Williamson tips the rebound, doesn't get it. Wilson dribbles into the corner. Horn knocks it loose and then knocks it out of bounds. Score in 2A boys for Cherry 55. Winchester Thurston 39. They're at the end of three. And now Woody High with a chance to take the lead. Something they have not had since Trinity went in front 9-8. Back with just under 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Ball inside to Hawkins. Shot put up, too strong. Rebound tipped toward the baseline. Saved there by Nikolai.
Nice job that time by Sam Horn on the defense.
Nikolai, give it off to Justice, dribbles out of the corner, feed it off Horn for three, good.
How about that? I just was getting ready to say, I'm not sure that's the shot they want. She just said, I can make this.
46-41, Trinity by five. 6:45 to play, pass for Hawkins, too soft from the wing, stolen by Horn, and now Justice throws it away. Hawkins down the lane, crossover, go to the right, missed the shot. Rebound grabbed by Horn, will dribble to clear traffic and now find Nikolai.
Sam Horn, Johnny on the spot.
Ball to the right side to Roberts. Put it on the deck. High post into the lane. Kick it out. Horn. 12, 15 footer. Good. Sam Horn.
Sam Horn. Johnny on the spot.
9 points in the game. Horn averages less than half of that.
Well, she's showing a feathery touch.
Ball goes inside. We're going to get a timeout. Woodland Hills, 6:08 remaining in regulation. Trinity, 48. Woodland Hills, 41. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
6:08 to play in regulation. Just a note, Port Cherry leading Winchester Thurston. The winner there will meet the winner of our FM game tonight, Bishop Canaman and Burgettstown. That will be Friday, and almost certainly somewhere west of I-79.
Interesting, Bob. Sam Horn did her scoring. Uh-oh, that ball hit the line.
No, it didn't.
Ooh, close.
No, it didn't. Yeah, it was close.
Here's the replay. We'll see it.
Yeah. Ball to the left wing. Miley Young, sorry to interrupt you there. Jalen Wilson gets it inside to Hawkins. Shot put up. Changed by Horn again. Good job by Horn to hold her ground and go straight up with four fouls. Williamson dribble drive. Gets out front and scores.
How about that? That takes a lot of guts by the freshman to drive in there amongst the trees and finish.
First field goal of the game for Sutton Williamson. Near side. Young outside the high post. Ball knocked loose by Maddie Roberts, but saved there by Atia Walker. Now Vasquez on the dribble. She's going to the rack. Shot off the iron. Won't go. Horn rebounds. She'll dribble out of trouble. Get it ahead to Macy Justice. Justice almost took it right back into trouble with Jalen Wilson waiting. Williamson kick it back out. Threw it onto the bench. Had a better look at scoring herself. Yeah, we're not going to get a clear look at that replay on our monitor here.
Well, it did look like it was short of the half-court line, Bob. You were right.
I thought that's what I saw live.
Yeah, it looked very close where I was sitting.
4:50 to play. Dribble to the paint goes Wilson. Back out to Hawkins. She wants to go in among the tall trees. Ram it off the glass and the iron, no good.
Sam Horn is just really playing well, Bob, with four fouls.
Nikolai going about 80 mile an hour. She is fouled. I believe Jalen Wilson
called
for her first.
See, and she's got to slow it down. They're not in a hurry. You have a 9-point lead. There is no need to rush that basketball.
Bishop Canavan leading Burgettstown 52-26 there at the end of three.
Got an inbound here. Get it inbound.
Throw it to somebody.
Ruby Morgan on the bench. I'm not quite sure why. Look at this layup.
Justice down the lane.
Justice.
Just opened right up, and Justice scored.
It's like parting of the Red Sea. Macy Justice recognizing it and finishing.
52-41. Trinity has built the margin back to 11. The Hillers have scored 9 straight to start the period. That ends on a little jumper in the paint, up and good for Miley Young. Timeout, Woodland Hills. 4:10 to play in the fourth. 52-43, Trinity by 9. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Woodland Hills has just one timeout remaining. 4:10 to play in the ball game. Trinity up 52-43. Hillers have the ball. Woodland Hills is going to press.
And they got to do a good job. First of all, get the inbounds. Get it inbounds.
Inbound to Nicolai.
And be smart. You don't have to rush up the floor. Good job here.
Everybody else clears out. The man-to-man defense allows Nicolai to work one-on-one against Wilson. Ball to Sutton Williamson, freshman. Give it to Roberts. Looks right side. Nicolai now busts away from Wilson to take the pass. Crossover to get open. Down the lane, and she's fouled. Nicolai is going to shoot two.
And that's exactly the way you want to attack this man-to-man defense. Don't settle for three-point perimeter shots. Drive it. Get to the foul line. Make free throws.
Aggie Nicolai going to the stripe for the first time tonight. 5'7 senior is scoreless. No more. First free throw good. Just the fourth foul shot of the game for Trinity. They've hit all four. 3:49 to play. Trinity up 53-43. Second shot also good.
Two big free throws by Nicolai.
Margin back to 11. Had been trimmed to 2 at the end of the third quarter.
This is where you want to be solid on defense.
Vasquez, entry to Hawkins, and now Horn fouls out. Roberts comes in after Hawkins continued to play. Oh, they announced Horn's fourth foul.
Well, that's good. She stays in the game.
I got to tell you, that's not correct.
I don't think it is.
Turning to the Hiller line at number 13.
Ruby Morgan checks back in.
Yeah, Ruby's been on the bench for a couple of minutes.
And Morgan listed on the board with three.
I'm sure that's what that was all about, trying to make sure Ruby Morgan did not pick up a quick foul. You're down to 3:35, double-digit lead. Got to play smart.
Woodland Hills already had to throw an inbound off the back legs of Nicolai to keep the possession.
Good job by Suddy Williamson on the defense here.
Down the lane, a blocking foul on Maddie Roberts. That'll be her third.
Well, that wasn't a bad foul by Maddie Roberts. At least she tried to contest the drive. Don't give them a point-blank look. Make them earn it at the foul stripe.
It's Roberts' third, and that's going to send Miley Young to the foul line. She is 1-for-3 at the stripe, and Woodland Hills is 5-of-11. First shot good. 10 points in the game now for Young. 54-44. 3:22 remaining. Second shot also good.
Boy, she looked pretty good on those, Bob.
Miley Young hits both free throws. Across the timeline, Matt Roberts, and Trinity uses the timeout. 3:15 remaining in the ball game. The Hillers use a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 3:15 to play. 54-45. Trinity leading Woodland Hills. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Trinity, 3 minutes and 15 seconds away from their third playoff win against Woodland Hills in the last 5 years. Hillers, after using the timeout, have three left. Nicolai dribbles away from a closely guarded situation, goes to Ruby Morgan, right back to Nicolai. Wilson on her. Down to 3 minutes to play. Nicolai driving to the hoop, put it up too strong with the left hand, and a rebound grabbed inside. We're going to get a held ball, possession arrow, Woodland Hills.
Well, I'm not sure I like that shot by Nikolai. I thought it was a little quick. They don't have to shoot the ball, Bob. Keep the basketball moving. You have a 9-point lead with under 3 minutes. Got to play good defense here.
Wilson steps back, rattles home at two.
Boy, she's unbelievable. That step back by her, hard to defend, and she has been deadly.
54-47. Macy Justice started toward the hoop, and Hope Hawkins appeared out of nowhere. A bounce pass to Nikolai in the paint, feed it back out. Williamson high post jumper won't go. Rebound grabbed by Hawkins.
Didn't need it, Bob. Yep. Pull that back out. Don't need to shoot that.
Wilson's pass across. Grabbed there by Young. Floater in the paint off the mark. Rebound comes out. Hawkins has it. Puts it on the deck. Got it out of a tie-up and scores.
Just not being smart here. Don't need to shoot those shots.
Trinity timeout. 1:51 to play. What was a 9-point lead at the last timeout is now a 5-point lead with 1:51 remaining. We'll keep it here. Trinity's third timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. Couple things. I want to go back. Macy Justice had a layup, and she didn't take that. Aggie Nikolai had a layup and didn't take it. And then they take the shot from the high post
exactly.
And don't get the rebound.
Well, I know what she's telling them. Nothing but an uncontested layup, a back cut, or a direct drive. Take the perimeter shot and put it away. I mean, make them foul you. If they're chasing you, you're going to get an open look. You don't need to force a shot. You must play smart with the basketball. All right, let's see what they've dialed up here, Bob. This is winning time. Let's be smart.
Justice to key the inbound. I tell you, Mason. Maddie Roberts is being held. It's going to be Miley Young picking up the foul. Roberts trying to run to the near side to get open. The foul is the third on Woodland Hills. Well, I tell you, Vaughn Pitts is livid.
Yeah, he better be careful. He's going to get a technical foul. And that just hurts your team.
Inbound to Nikolai. Ball knocked out of her hands. Able to fight and save it. Ball into the corner now. It's Horn. Hawkins guarding her. Horn will dribble clear across to the baseline and feed it off to Nikolai now. 1:40 to play. Nikolai, nice reversal.
Got to pass it. That's it.
Slow pass, but gets through to Justice. Pass for Nikolai. Just gets through. Ball to Ruby Morgan, and Hawkins takes it away.
Not being strong.
Wilson, dribble drive. Floater good. Wilson has 20, 54-51. Hiller's just trying to survive. Justice in trouble, dribbles it off her own foot. Backcourt violation.
Back-to-back turnovers, Bob. Just not strong with the basketball, indecisive.
Timeout, Trinity. What was a 9-point lead with 3:15 to play has been whittled to 3. Woodland Hills with the basketball. We'll keep it here for Cherry, a winner over Winchester Thurston, 69-48. So for Cherry on to the 1A, the 2A quarterfinals on Friday. Already know that Cana McMillan is in the 6A quarters for boys on Friday.
Now, Bob, does that mean if they lose, they would play a play-in game?
That is correct.
Okay.
In 2A boys, the top seven, like our 5A girls, the top seven teams. But you got to get to the quarterfinals to get that extra opportunity. Here, 54-51 lead for Trinity, 1:08 to play.
Look, the good news is they still have the lead. They're going to have to defend. You want to watch, obviously, you have to pay attention to Jalen Wilson. You want to get your hand up. The first look, obviously, is going to be Hope Hawkins. Play strong. Secure the rebound, but when you get the rebound, keep it in tight so that they don't slap it off of you. We saw that happen in a previous loss with Lincoln Park up here.
That's exactly what happened.
No stranger to tight games, Trinity.
Dribble problem for Atiyah Walker. Walker able to save it. Get it out to Hawkins. Hawkins spin around in the paint. She's fouled. Shot won't go, but a couple of free throws.
Well, was there any question what she was going to do when she got the ball? She has done the spin dribble all night long to the left.
Maddie Roberts called for the foul, her fourth. Foul line, Hope Hawkins. I have it 2 for 4 tonight at the stripe. First one, no good.
Now, Trinity has to get the rebound. They must block their man and get this rebound. Someone has to block the shooter.
Hawkins, a couple of dribbles, high arcing shot, rattles around, and it's good. It's going to be a foul. I think the free throw is going to count.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Theron Pitts is just beside himself.
And I think that's Vasquez fouling out of the game.
I think so, too.
Boy, and an assistant coach up off the seat and all over referee Dale Elgis.
Wow.
57 seconds to play. 54-52 Trinity. Vasquez has fouled out.
Now, you know Woodland Hills is going to double-team you. That's a given. So when you catch the ball, you've got to be strong, number one. Do not dribble into the double-team. Pass the ball away from the double-team.
Vaughn Pitts is within about an inch of getting a technical foul.
Well, I'm surprised they haven't called it.
And now Trinity at a designated spot. You cannot run here. Inbound to Nikolai. Pass help in Roberts. Long pass ahead to Justice. Ahead to Ruby Morgan. Back out to Nikolai. Trinity by 2, and a foul called on Jalen Wilson.
Great job by Trinity getting the ball up the floor and avoiding the double team, Bob. Now they'll go shoot 2.
Aggie Nikolai hit 2 earlier in the quarter.
Well, this
that seems like forever ago. It was the last points for Trinity 3 minutes ago.
She's a good free throw shooter. Take that deep breath. Just relax.
She missed it on the first.
Still has another one.
46.6 seconds remaining in the fourth. Trinity 54, Woodland Hills 52. Nikolai gets 1 of 2.
And that's a big one, Bob.
That front end miss is the first foul shot miss of the night. Step spinorama, Hawkins misses the shot. Horn rebounds the miss. Horn has help, and she is pulled down by Jalen Wilson, and then Wilson steps on Horn.
She will shoot. No, she won't. Or will she? Yes.
Yep.
She will shoot 2. She's got a feathery touch.
Jalen Wilson picks up her 4th foul. Sam Horn at the foul line is 1 of 2.
She's got to make one, Bob. Put this a 2-possession game with 32 seconds. That puts a lot of pressure on Woodland Hills.
6 of 7 are the Hillers at the foul line. First shot, perfect. Sam Horn in double digits with 10.
No, she's had a great game. She's been a real factor in this fourth quarter for them, Bob.
56-52 Trinity leads. 32.6 seconds to play. Horn, second effort. Short, kicks out, no good. Hawkins rebounds the miss. And now Wilson going to push the issue up the floor quickly. She'll shoot from 3. Good line. Short, though. Rebound Ruby Morgan. And Nikolai with the ball. Give it back to Morgan. Help ahead at Justice. Get the ball to Roberts in front court. Roberts is fouled hard up high. That is Hawkins called for her 2nd foul. Third foul of the game on Hawkins. Maddie Roberts at the foul line to shoot 2. Hillers looked like they were on cruise control for a little while, and then all of a sudden gnaw the nails off at the knuckle. First shot, no good.
Got to make the second one. Got to put this one in. Bob, nothing comes easy in playoff games. I think we've learned that this season alone.
Vaughn Pitts all over Dale Elgis again.
He's been crazy.
Roberts hits 1 of 2. 17 points for Roberts. 57-52, Trinity by five. Ball inside to Hawkins. Bucket and a timeout. 5.7 seconds to play. 57-54, Trinity with the lead. Hawkins with 17. And now Woodland Hills is out of timeouts.
Well, again, you're in that scenario, Bob, where the inbound is the most important thing because it's only a three-point game. So a three-point shot could tie it. So if you're Trinity, inbound the basketball. If you catch it, they're going to double-team you, and they're going to more than likely foul you. So you must be strong with the basketball.
Check your foul numbers for Trinity. 8 of 11?
I had them 8 for 12. Maybe I'm off one.
Well, I probably am.
Well, they missed a couple on each of the last several free throws. So they went 1 for 2 three straight times. Maybe I missed one there.
Yep, I agree.
Okay.
I had them all marked up top, but apparently not down at the bottom. 4, 6, 8, 12.
Easy to do, Bob, in a game like this.
Whew.
Lots of excitement.
5.7 seconds to play.
Now, take care of the inbound throw.
If you have trouble, you throw it long, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And you go and touch it.
Go throw it long. But if you don't touch it, the clock doesn't run. There goes the long. Coming back is the freshman, Williamson.
Get it off to Nikolai. And now a foul right here. And finally called on Atiyah Walker. But just 1.5 seconds to play.
I'll tell you what, if I'm Trinity, I'm not sure. I maybe put one person, two people in the lane, put the other players deep so they avoid that long pass, that catch and shoot, Bob.
Aggie Nikolai has hit 3 of 4 foul shots tonight. First
Bingo.
One good.
And that's the big one.
58-54, 1.5 seconds remaining.
Well, that's the game. That's the game. She just iced it with that.
Five would certainly put it away, and there it is. Nikolai hits 5 of 6. Long three hits the back of the rim. The buzzer sounds, and the game is over. For the third time in 4 meetings in the playoffs, Trinity has beaten Woodland Hills. Final score, Trinity 59, Woodland Hills 54. Our recap coming your way in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Falling in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Back at Hiller Hall. A couple of minutes, we'll get our player of the game for you.
Eddie Nikolai, number 22.
Seniors for Trinity being recognized at what will be their last WPIL home game, depending on what the state does in PIAA play, if the Hillers make it to states, whether they can get a home game or not. But Hillers took the lead back and forth opening quarter. Teams traded three-pointers right off the bat. And then Woody High led 5-3, biggest lead of the game, a two-point margin for Woodland Hills. The Trinity took the lead at 9-8, 3:48 to play in the first. The game was never tied again. Trinity with a couple of spurts there, but then went dead silent. Too many turnovers in a after pushing the margin back up to 10, middle of the third. Woodland Hills scored the next 7 points and got to within 5. Cut it to 2 at the end of the third period. Trinity pushed the margin back to 11 with 4:25 to play. And then by the very edge of their fingernails, had to hold on. Just had to hold on.
Well, it got a little exciting at the end, Bob, but Trinity mishandled the ball on back-to-back possessions. Those turnovers led to scores by Woodland Hills. But I'll give them a lot of credit. They went to the foul line and knocked them down, and they did exactly what Coach probably told them. Look, we don't need a three at this point. We don't need to even shoot the ball. Let's keep the ball moving on the pass, not the dribble, and let's make foul shots. And they did, and they're moving on. We got lucky here, but we'll take it.
Yeah, the Hillers, we saw them with a big lead against Lincoln Park here at half, and then let that get away and ended up losing in overtime on a wild finish. Avoided a wild finish tonight, able to hang on.
How about the play of not only Maddie Roberts, which was outstanding, but how about Sam Horn? She made some huge baskets in this game that I think were critical. Just went to the foul line, made foul shots. She played outstanding. And I thought her defense, she played well, hands high, without fouling out of this ball game. And I thought for sure when she picked up that fourth foul, she wouldn't last the rest of the way. But credit to Sam Horn on a tremendous showing here this evening.
Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Player of the game doesn't get a lot of this recognition, but you just hit it right on the head there. Sam Horn, our player of the game for Trinity, double digits with that foul shot late in the fourth quarter, got her to 10 points. But her work, especially after two quick fouls in the opening period, and then ended up with four fouls, but several blocks after that and several shots changed because of her presence with her hands straight up in the air.
And her rebounding, Bob. She did a really good job on the defensive glass tonight. Got to give her a lot of credit. But, I mean, let's face it, all these kids played hard. Ruby Morgan got things going with some outstanding shooting. How about Macy Justice with 11 points today? And the freshman, Suddy Williamson, coming in and contributing. Really liked the total team effort. Lots of diversity. Did a really good job down the stretch listening to coach and taking care of the basketball. Credit to the Hillers. They move on.
And a final score in 2A boys. Bishop Canavan eliminates Burgettstown 62-41. Get back and look at my schedule. Only thing we don't have is Chartres Houston Sarah Catholic. Couple of winners tonight.
Yes.
Washington Green County 3-15 coming into tonight. But Fort Cherry, a winner over Winchester Thurston, 69-48. And the Trinity girls, a 59-54 win. Bishop Canavan eliminating Burgettstown, 62-41.
I walked out of last night's game at Peters Township with my head down thinking, oh, man, I can't believe it. And Washington High School gets beat, their boys' team. And I was nervous, but Trinity did a good job tonight. Very proud of those kids.
Let's recap the scoring for you. Maddie Roberts with 17 to lead Trinity. Ruby Morgan with a dozen. Macy Justice, 11. Sam Horn with 10. Sutton Williamson and Aggie Nikolai combining for 9 points. Nikolai with 5, all at the foul line, all in the fourth quarter from the 3:49 mark to the finish. And then Sutton Williamson with a two and a couple of foul shot makes. Trinity, I have 10 of 14 at the stripe tonight. On the Woodland Hills side of the ledger, Jalen Wilson with 20, hit 3 threes in the game, a bunch of twos and a foul shot make. Wilson game owners with 20. Hope Hawkins had 17, all of that in tight to the rack. 11 for Miley Young. I have Carmen Vasquez with 5 before fouling out, and Atia Walker with a single foul shot make. Woodland Hills, 8 of 15 at the foul line. You do the math, they missed 7. Trinity missed 4. And all of a sudden, it's 59-57, and the finish of this game is a whole lot different.
A whole lot different. That's why free throws are so critical in close games. The team that makes them normally win. You know, I always tell our – when I coached, I told our kids two things before we left the locker room. Layups and free throws, gentlemen. You make your layups, you make your free throws. Everything else takes care of itself.
Yeah, that one third period where Trinity missed four layups, four shots in tight against the rim.
Absolutely.
And, you know, obviously they make half of those. It's a different finish to the ball game as well. Trinity improves to 18-5, moves on to the WPIL quarterfinals. Woodland Hills season ends at 9-12. Trinity will take on the winner of tonight's South Fayette Mars game. That will be somewhere, as I said earlier, probably west of I-79, along with the Burgettstown game against Fort Cherry, Bishop Canavan game against Fort Cherry. Those two games may end up similarly co-located.
They could.
And we'll see how that all works out. Sometime tomorrow, the league will get around to releasing those, and hopefully we'll be able to make our plans. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network brought to you in part by First Federal, Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. Join us Wednesday night for the WPIL 2A Girls Quarterfinals as Fort Cherry and Southside area battle with Peters Township, and on the WJPA Sports Network. Our airtime set for 7:45 on WJPA FM. And online with audio and video coverage. Then Thursday, Coach Drake Lee and I will be right back at Peters Township for the 6A Girls Quarterfinals as the number 2 Indians host number 7 Pine Richland. We'll be on the air at 6:45, and again, we'll be on WJPA FM and online with both audio and video coverage. Thanks to coaches Kathy McConnell Miller and Vaughn Pitts, to Ricky Rich and the crew here at Trinity. For our Washington studio producer, Jacob Knisner, our floor director, Nate Rigotti, Brandon Bennett, Brett Gambita on camera, my partner, Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. Your final score from Hiller Hall, Trinity 59, Woodland Hills 54. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.